The hotel room is large enough for me to get up and take 9 steps to and fro on the pinewood floor as I consider how to begin my tale. All I have to do is make my way past a 3-piece suite, and I alternate between passing the slim teak table and pair of red armchairs and moving down a similarly narrow corridor between the table and a red sofa. I've been given a corner room and have a view in 2 directions. From one window to the north, I look down on a cobbled street in the old Hanseatic town, and from the other to the west, I gaze out over Almadalen and far out across the sea. It's warm, and both windows are open wide. I've been standing here 30 minutes, looking down at the people passing on the street below me, most of them in dresses or shorts and loose short-sleeved tops. Whitsun tourists. Many are walking along in pairs, often hand in hand, but others pour forth in great rowdy groups. I can put to bed the myth that young people make more noise than people of my own age. As soon as they form crowds, especially if they've been enjoying a drink, middle-aged people can be just as boisterous as teenagers. Or just as human. "Look at me! Come on! Listen to me! Aren't we having a wild time together?" We don't grow out of our human nature. We grow with it, and we let it grow on us. I like the perspective I have on the street life below me. At such a short distance, I get quite close to the passers-by. Some scents find their way up to me too, because people do give off aromas, particularly in narrow alleyways on windless summer days. There's someone walking along with a lit cigarette in their hand, and I can feel the smoke irritating my nose. But at the same time, I'm just high enough over the cobblestones that the objects of my scrutiny do not, as a rule, look up and catch sight of me. I am half hidden behind a blue curtain, which occasionally blows out through the window when a sudden gust of wind takes hold of it. From 1.5 floors above the hill, I can enjoy my privilege, observing without being observed. And I've been keeping an eye out for sailing boats far out on the water's glittering surface. It's the mild breeze through that window that on occasion makes the curtains of the street-facing window move. In the course of the last 30 minutes, I've counted 3 white sails. It has been a beautiful day, almost completely calm. The sailing conditions have not been the best. Today is not just Whitsun, it's also the 17th of May. Norway's very own National Day. It makes me a little melancholic to think of it, almost like having one's birthday in perfect secrecy among strangers. No one makes you feel special, and no one sings you happy birthday. Here, no one has sung the national anthem either. I haven't seen so much as a Norwegian flag. But I have noticed that there's a crocheted blanket on the hotel bed, and it's as white as the snow on Mount Glittertind. I mean, a red room, white bedclothes, and bright blue curtains. That will do, as a token of the Norwegian colours. While noting down the date, I realise that, at the time of writing, a month has passed since we saw one another in Arendal. And a few hours after that, you met Pelle, and you really hit it off, I must say. We'd only met one another once, just over a year previously, a few days before Christmas 2011, and it's the background to that first meeting I want to try and sketch. You've asked me to explain why I behaved the way I did. I shall attempt, to the best of my ability, to respond to that request. And I think, too, that now is an appropriate time to send you a question in return. I'd made a fool of myself at our first meeting, but you still kept me from giving up and leaving. It's a little mystery I'm still pondering. I wasn't the only one surprised by your response. I think everyone sitting round the table would have been in agreement. And many of them probably thought, as I did, "Why did you hold me back? Why didn't you just let me head for the door?"